Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Scripture said, Jesus actually prayed this. We read this in John 14, but don't turn there, but John 17:24. John 17:24, Jesus prayed this because He loves us. John 17:24, He said, Father, I will that they also whom You have given Me be with Me where I am. Why? He loves us. He wants to be with us. He wants us to be with Him, that they may behold My glory, which You have given Me, for You loved Me before the foundation of the world. We have very little idea what this is talking about. Amen. There's coming a time when all this earth is going to be over. Everything down here is going to melt with fervent heat. Somebody said, you believe in global warming. I go beyond that. Global melting. And there'll be a new heavens and a new earth, and there won't be any more curse. We've never been in a place like that. We've never been in a place like that. Nothing ever dies. Nothing ever decays. There's no pain. We've never been in a place like that. We're about to find out. We're going to find out. But forever, we will be known as His. The redeemed. And wherever He is, I'm going to be there. Amen. You're going to be there. Come on, are you with me? Amen. Wherever He is, I'm going to be there. Amen. And I'm going to get to behold, and you're going to get to behold His glory, Amen. Which existed before the creation of this planet. Amen. We have very little idea what that means. But the Bible, Ephesians says, throughout the ages to come, He's going to show us the exceeding riches of His grace. I think there's going to be a lot of ooing and aahing. We'll be there for 10,000 years and we'll think, man, could it get any better than this? And the Lord will say, do you like this? We'll go, do we like it? Do we like it? He'll go, look at this. And He'll unfold something else of Himself. Well, you'll hear it from millions of us throughout the crowd going, ooh, ah, wow. We may do that for a year. I don't know, for several months. Do you suppose God is that big? Is He that big? Is He that powerful? Is He that awesome? Is He that amazing? Yes. If He could create planets and stars and a solar system and a human being, we have not begun to see all that He is. But the exciting thing about this, He said, Father, how many believe Jesus' prayers get answered? That the Father heard this prayer and He's praying according to the perfect will of God and it will surely come to pass. What did He say? I want them to be with Me. That's right. Yes. Somebody say, amen, amen. Jesus said, I want them, Father, I want them to be with Me. Amen. That where I am, that's where they are. So they can behold My glory. Hallelujah. The Bible said when the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ will rise, we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He's not going somewhere. We're going somewhere else after that. We're going to be with Him.
Glory.
All the time. And we will never get tired of it. It'll never get old. Well, if you love Him, you want to be with Him now, right? Now, I don't mean somebody say, yeah, man, I'd like to just get out of here right now. I relate. I know the feeling. But also the Scripture says, if you love Him, you keep His commandments. Amen. You do what He says. And we are not just here just to bide our time. We're here to do something for Him. to accomplish something. And so if you love Him, you want to do what He said until He's ready for you to come. Yes. Till we've run our race, yes, finished our course. Yes. I want to hear, well done. Yes. Don't you?
Yes.
Well done. Good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over much.
Yes.
Don't you want to hear that?
Yes.
Well, then you don't need to check out early.
Right.
You will need every bit of the time you have left. Because a lot of people have wasted a lot of time. We won't call any names, but a lot of folks were late to the party. And a lot of folks have wasted time. But don't despair. God can do a lot with a little. Think about the impact Jesus' ministry of 3.5 years has had and still has. Think about what He did with a few loaves and fishes. He can take a little and do a lot with it if it's His, if you completely give it to Him. So, I mean, you might be 98 years old and thinking, I've wasted a lot of time. Yeah, but you're still here. And you're still breathing and God's still on the throne. Don't waste the rest of whatever it is. God could use you in 6 weeks to do something with effect the next 3 generations. He can. You couldn't do it, but He could do it through you. He could do it by you. If you love Him, you're all up for that. You are available for that. He said that if you would love Him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, like we said here, He's going to manifest Himself to you. He's going to show Himself and make Himself real to you. Now, go with me back to 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter. My. I'm going to read some things to you quickly, and then you'll be at your scripture ready to go. The verse is about loving the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. They come from Deuteronomy, Joshua, other places, and this word's also coupled with it. Deuteronomy 11, don't try to turn to these, I'm just going to read these to you. Deuteronomy 11, 22 says you should love the Lord your God to walk in all His ways and cleave to Him. That word cleave means to cling to or stick to. Cleave to Him. Stick to Him. Deuteronomy 30 verse 20 says that you may love the Lord your God and obey His voice and you may cleave to Him, for He is your life. Joshua 22:5, love the Lord your God, walk in His ways, keep His commandments, and cleave to Him to serve Him with all your heart, with all your soul. Cleave to. This is the same idea that a man is to leave mother and father and cleave to his wife. And the same idea is revealed in Ephesians, where Jesus is the head of the church and the church is the bride.
Amen.
To cleave to cling to. The devil hates God. He hates what God loves. He hates love covenants. And he seeks to destroy them. Which is one of the reasons there is so much destruction of families and division of marriages. The devil hates it. He is full out to destroy it. And not just between husband and wife covenant, but between you and the Lord. He wants to seduce you away from what should be our first love.
Amen.
Loving the Lord. And he does it through many different crafty, devilish wisdom ways.
Come on.
And you and I need to be on the watch for it. Just like a married couple can experience temptations. Something to pull them away from the one they loved in this marriage covenant. That's what the devil's trying to do with all of us in our covenant with God. Jesus, our husband, isn't He the head of the church?
Yes.
And aren't we the bride?
Yes.
The bride of Christ. And the same word is used. If you left the Lord and follow something else and worship something else, it's called adultery. Mm-hmm. The same word is used. And so the emphasis is on cleaving, sticking to Him. Now what the devil tries to do is get you to follow, desire something else, someone else, and follow them and stick to them, thereby separating you from the one you were joined to. And he's very deceptive. Why would you leave one you loved? Because you decide, I want this one more. I know it's quiet, but this is reality, isn't it? Why would you leave God? Because you want something else more. Listen to what happened to Solomon. Because it's a perfect example of what we're talking about. In the beginning days of Solomon's reign as king, he loved God with all of his heart. The scripture said, you're in 1 Kings 3:3, says Solomon loved the Lord. If the Bible says somebody loved the Lord, what do you know?
They loved the Lord.
They loved the Lord. Walking in all the statutes of David, his father, only he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. Well, that's not to other gods, but they were doing some things to God in other places other than what he designated. But for 2 Samuel, don't turn there, but 2 Samuel 12:24 says the Lord loved Solomon. And man, if you read what Solomon did in the beginning days of his reign, you never heard of such offerings as what he offered to the Lord. You talk about over the top. You talk about out of the box, blowing the top off of all the records. And why did he do that? Nobody told him he had to do that. We know why he did it. Why? He loved God. And God loved him. And we see the manifestation of the scripture. God manifested himself to Solomon. He appeared to him twice. In night visions. We'd call them dreams, but night visions. And one of them, he came to Solomon. And Solomon had given him like a $50 million offering that day. Go back and read it. Add it up. It's just, you talk about over the top. And the Lord said, Solomon, what can I do for you, boy?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.